KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today. The high near 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. They'll help you stay on track with your medications. And don't forget to ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a drive-by shooting incident that occurred just after noon on Sunday. Officers responded to the area of the 1800 block of Avenue B for a report of shots fired. Upon their arrival, police found shell casings in the street and several residents who had witnessed the incident. An investigation revealed that persons unknown in a suspect vehicle were traveling eastbound in the 1800 block of Avenue B when several shots were fired from inside the vehicle. A pedestrian on the sidewalk at the time of the shooting was not injured, but one of the rounds did hit the outside of a house in the area. No one was home at the time of the shooting, and the round did not appear to penetrate the interior of the residence. The Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division is currently following up on the incident, and anyone with information is asked to call the Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4765 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A traffic stop in Red Oak early Sunday morning resulted in a Nebraska man being arrested on drug charges. Red Oak police say 52-year-old Douglas Lee Kester of Ralston, Nebraska, was taken into custody at around 1:10 a.m. after the car he was driving was pulled over at the corner of Northeast 3rd and East Market Streets. Following a brief investigation, Kester was arrested on a felony charge of OWI drugged, third offense, and serious misdemeanor charges that include possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while revoked. Kester was being held over the weekend in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say one person was seriously hurt in a house fire Saturday morning in Red Oak. Firefighters were called to 103 East Oak Street at around 8:10 a.m. and upon arrival saw heavy smoke and residents climbing through the windows to escape. Flames were also shooting out the front of the house. Authorities say the tenant, Mandy Knapp, suffered significant burns and was treated by Red Oak rescue personnel before being flown by helicopter to a burn unit. A 3-year-old child playing with a cigarette lighter is believed to have accidentally started the blaze when a blanket caught fire and spread to a couch. The child was not hurt. Officials say there were no working smoke detectors in the home, which was deemed to be a total loss. The house is owned by Michael Roby. Red Oak Fire was on the scene for about 2 hours, assisted by crews from the Elliott and Stanton Fire Departments, Essex Rescue, Red Oak Police, and deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. The Red Cross was contacted and was assisting the family as needed. An Arizona man wanted by authorities for his alleged role in a shooting incident that took place last Sunday evening in Glenwood has turned himself in. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said Saturday 42-year-old Earl Beecham III had returned from Arizona and surrendered to Mills County authorities, as they had expected. Beecham III of Queen Creek, Arizona, faces felony charges that include intimidation with a dangerous weapon and going armed with intent, as well as aggravated misdemeanor charges of assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. He was later released after posting bond. If convicted, he faces up to 25 years in prison. His arrest followed an investigation into an incident that began with a racial slur allegedly uttered by a person and a group of people were walking by the home of Beecham's stepfather, Glenwood High School principal Richard Hutchinson. Beecham is alleged to have shot 21-year-old Colton McDaniel with a 9mm handgun during a fight that erupted a little before 5:45 p.m. on September 27th. Mills County Attorney Tricia McSorley said Beecham claimed he fired the shot in self-defense after being jumped by the group. She said the evidence indicates his life was not in danger when he pulled the trigger. And middle and high school bands from around Southwest Iowa traveled to Clarinda Saturday to compete in the 60th annual Southwest Iowa Band Jamboree. The event included a parade around the downtown square in Clarinda Saturday morning. In the middle school parade competition, the Tri-Center Middle School, under the direction of Paul Hart, took first place in class I-1, followed by Trainer, Essex, and Mount Air, who were tied for third place. The middle school class 2 competition, the Glenwood 7th graders finished first, followed by Creston and Underwood. In the Class 3 competition, Harlan took first place while Glenwood, 8th grade, came in second. In the high school parade competition in Class 1A, first place went to Wayne, followed by Nishnabotna, Fairfax, Sydney, Bedford, Fremont Mills, Griswold, and Lennox. In Class 2A, Trainer placed first, followed by Tri-Center, Red Oak was third, Underwood fourth. In Class 3A high school parade competition, Waverly took first place, followed by Savannah, Creston, and Harlan. And in the 4A high school competition, Ankeny Centennial finished in first place. Papillion-La Vista was second, Lewis Central third, and Thomas Jefferson placed fourth. The field competition for high school-aged students took place at the Clarinda football field Saturday afternoon. In Class 1A, first place went to Nishnabotna, with Bedford taking second. Class 2A, first place went to Trainer, while Tri-Center came in second. In 3A, in the field competition, Waverly won first place, with Creston coming in second. And in 4A, Ankeny Centennial placed first, followed by Papillion-La Vista in second place. In our funeral announcements, Dale J. Tigas, age 64, of Ottoman, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dale Tigas will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman has arrangements. Johanna Green, age 86, of Avoca, died Thursday in Omaha. No services are planned at this time for Johanna Green. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. And Rosalie Michelson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Rosalie Michelson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.